After a clear sky day, haze enveloped Mumbai on Tuesday morning, slightly obscuring its skyline. According to the Mumbai weather updates of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, the Kolaba Observatory recorded a maximum temperature of 33.5 degrees Celsius on Tuesday morning. The Met Department data showed that in Santa Cruz Observatory recorded a temperature of 34.4 degrees Celsius, which is 0.4 degrees above normal temperature, and the present temperature of the city, as per the Mumbai weather updates, is 28.4 degrees Celsius and the humidity is at 86%. Meanwhile, the wind speed is 0 km per hour, and the IMD, in their forecast for the city, said that the maximum temperature will likely be around 35 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the minimum temperature is likely to be around 26 degrees Celsius. The sun rose at 6:35 a.m. and will set at 6:11 p.m. The IMD's latest Mumbai weather updates have forecasted a partly cloudy sky with possibility of light to moderate rain, thunder showers for the city and suburbs over the next 24 hours. Mumbai weather updates. City's AQI remains good on October 22, the Central Pollution Control Board's Samir app reported in its latest Mumbai weather updates that the city's air quality was in the good category, with an air quality index, AQI, of 54 at 9:05 a.m., unlike the previous days an M-, per the Samir app dashboard an M-, all areas of the city showed good AQI. However, areas like Vasai, Mazgaon and Bandra Kurla complex recorded an AQI of above 80. BKC's AQI stood at 84, Mazgaon was at 82 and Vasai's AQI was 86. And according to data from the Samir app, Navi Mumbai recorded air quality in the good category with an AQI of 74, while Thane registered a good AQI of 72. The air quality index from 0 to 100 is considered good, 100 to 200 moderate, 200 to 300 poor, 300 to 400 very poor and from 400 to 500 are above severe. Meanwhile, as air pollution levels continue to rise in Mumbai, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, has revised guidelines issued last year for construction sites. The civic body will also form squads at the ward level to visit construction sites and act if guidelines are flouted. Sensor-based air pollution monitoring systems will be installed at all construction project work sites and immediate action to be taken if pollution levels are detected above the limit.